Now, Margaret Mills is back with us this afternoon, and you're looking at some suffragettes, is that right?
I am. I'm looking at two suffragettes in particular. Mm. Very apt, I think, because 2018, 100 years since women got the vote.
Yep.
So these two ladies, and there were lots of puns on their last name, are Dorothea and Madeline Rock. The puns being that rocks were often their weapons of choice.
All right.
Yes. Now, these two ladies came from Ingatestone. Their father was a very well-to-do tea merchant, lived in Station Lane, Ingatestone, in a very big house with servants, both committed suffragettes. And in November 2010, Dorothea and Madeline, the sisters, went to London and in company with other suffragettes, not just Essex ladies, but others from around the country, they stormed the House of Commons when it was in session.
What year?
1910.
I thought you said 2010. That's what threw me.
No, 1910.
Right, okay.
No, 1910 yeah. this
was. So they stormed the House of Commons when it was in session.
They stormed the House of Commons.
With what effect?
Well, initially just themselves shouting and screaming votes for women. They were, perhaps not surprisingly, caught, reprimanded and hauled off to Bow Street, where actually they weren't given a fine. They weren't imprisoned. They were just simply warned. Don't do it again. Which I when you look at the punishments given to others for doing the same thing, but there we are. So they were hauled off and with a slap wrist and a warning. Did this stop them? Well, no. In 1911, there was a census taken. And both of them refused to complete the census and indeed wrote on the census that as the government refused to give women any rights, why would the government want information about women? Because they obviously didn't value them in any way, or they would give them voting rights. So both Dorothea and Madeleine refused to complete the census and just scribbled all over it.
What happened?
Well, nothing is recorded. Whether they had any penalty, because when you look at the Rock sisters, and they were campaigning right up until the 20s for the vote, then we know that over a period of time, they did spend at least a couple of months in prison. But they seem to have got away with this.
Well, well, well.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is. Right. Is anything else from them?
Nothing else from them, really. But next week, I will be looking at another group of suffragettes en masse.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.